school employees to carry guns.
I've heard all the arguments for teachers to be armed. And while this bill was significantly changed on this topic, I am still not persuaded.
The governor thanked the students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School for their lobbying efforts.
You didn't let up, and you fought until there was change. You helped change our state. You made a difference.
The bill is opposed by the National Rifle Association. I'm Ed Donahue.
More news, more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, we welcome Shasta College. They've just announced they have free tuition for anybody that wants to go to school there. Let's find out more about that. Psychic fairs and much more. Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Oh, I'm going to have to get some of this. McCallum unveiling a $9,000 bottle of scotch, 40-year-old scotch, aged in sherry oak. I just had some McCallum 12 last night. I'm going to have to get my hands on this. I think it'll go fantastically well with the Perdomo cigar that I will enjoy today. And the reason that I will enjoy a Perdomo, because in our Cigar Masters series next hour, Nick Perdomo of the Bacalera Perdomo, Perdomo Cigars, will join us to talk about his adventure into the world of cigars. I've known Nick for 22 years, and I'll tell you a story how I first met Nick and his cigar stash when he first came up to be on the show 22 years ago. Consisted of about 20 cigars. That was his cigar inventory in his humidor. We will get to that. We'll also talk about what is happening with these millennials that have zero respect for those in authority and zero respect, period, as far as I'm concerned. And we will address the problem with the softy millennials. They're soft. They're weak. They are a bunch of pansy asses. We will get to that. As always, I extend to you my long-ass greetings and salutations, a long-ass snappy salute, Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. As always, I invite you to follow me on social media. Just go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You will see we've got all the links for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You can follow us along. We've also got, for those of you that want to see what an Alpha Pleasure Fest is like, we've got all the pictures as well as the audio archives of the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the flight line that took place back in early February. A cornucopia of outstanding material, and if you have not done so already, please be sure to download the Cigar Dave mobile app. You can listen to us worldwide, 24/7, 365, live show noon to 2 Eastern time. We run a continuous loop after that time, and also shows on demand. Very quickly, I should tell you that we did have some issues with the Cigar Dave mobile app on an update, specifically on the Android. Sergeant Steve, do we have that all resolved? Is that all squared away? Have we figured out what the issue was?
We are still working on it. The tech team is on it nonstop 24/7 until it gets fixed.
Excellent. No harem for them until they get it fixed. Just letting you know on that.
That will speed things up considerably.
I'm sure it will. No hot dames, no hot meals, and no hot libations or hot cigars. So we'll keep them making sure that they get everything squared away. Okay, let's first of all talk about, I spent a couple of weeks ago, I talked about the items contributing to the breakdown of boy behavior. What we saw that happened in Parkland at the school there, the school shooting, the school massacre, the simplistic blame, you can just point your finger and say, oh, it's the NRA. It is guns. And, of course, love these students, these millennials, and even some politicians now saying, well, if you support the NRA, you are a terrorist. They're a terrorist organization. That is so damn offensive. It's unreal. You have people who believe in hunting. You have people who shoot for sport. You have people that are members. You have police officers that are members who also want to defend their right to protect themselves and others to be able to protect themselves. But to call Americans and members of the NRA terrorist is an outrage. It is unacceptable, and it's deeply flawed. But as always, I give you a different take, a different analysis of why I feel we have seen an increase in these school shootings. And I will briefly recap the four reasons. I said, number one, the feminist movement, because boyhood behaviors are discouraged. The feminists want every boy to become neutered, a wussified beta, at a very young age. So what happens? Normal social development behaviors are ostracized. They are eliminated. Boys are now attacked for being boys. The second, the focus of girls in the classroom. Boys are being neglected. Now, whether that's conscious or unconscious, it is happening. It is fact. Oh, and by the way, I've got an article here. First time ever in the history of the University of Oxford in England, Sergeant Steve, what do you think? Mick the Brit, a graduate summa cum laude of University of Oxford?
I think it was just cum laude. I think it was just
cum laude. He was magna cum laude, University of Oxford drinking team. He was in charge of the pub and of fueling the students.
He was the captain, too, of the team.
Exactly. He gets an A+. Loads of Guinness, just right up to the tap, straight up. But one of the world's most prestigious universities, for the first time in their 1,000-year history, has admitted more women than men. Turning point. The new class of undergraduates that will be coming in 2018, 1,070 women admitted, 1,025 men. A huge turning point. Now, here's a kicker, and I've stated this all along. I've stated this on the show numerous times. There are more college graduates that are women than men. More secondary degree holders, people getting their master's or PhDs, more of them are women than men. And I have no problem with women going to college and no problem with women getting degrees. What I do have a problem is when boys and men are specifically being targeted and specifically being singled out and they are not given the same focus and attention as girls. It should be equal. Girls, boys, everyone should have the same opportunity. That is not happening. A 2014 study, 128 U.S. colleges, found that 16 admitted women and men at equal rates, including Harvard and Princeton. 48 admitted more women than men. Here's a kicker. 2.2 million more women went to college in the United States than men in 2017. Now think about that. 2.2 million more women went to college in the U.S. than men. So I ask you, who is the minority now? Who needs minority protections? We always heard girls need to be favored. They have been the minority. There's a glass ceiling. Folks, I'm here to tell you there is an absolute glass ceiling now for boys, for men, for alphas. But because we're alphas, we're not going to stand for it. We're not going to take it. We are going to just shatter that ceiling. And there is a ceiling for men. Make no mistake, and boys. But I stated the focus on girls in the classroom, boys being neglected, is the second item contributing to the breakdown of boy behavior. The third, lack of masculine role models. With more single-parent households, more boys living with their mother, we're seeing further feminization. Not having an alpha male influence takes a tremendous toll. And the fourth item contributing to the breakdown of boy behavior, everyone's a winner. The everyone's a winner generation. The entitlement generation. Everybody gets a participation trophy. We don't keep score. There are no winners and losers growing up. Everybody's a winner. You don't learn how to lose when you're young. Consequently, when you get older, when a boy gets to be 12, 13, 14, 16, 18, even in his 20s, and he's always been told his whole life, little Johnny, you are fantastic. You are a winner. You are brilliant. You are the best looking. You are the best athlete. You are the smartest. Even though he could be the ugliest schmuck on the face of the earth, no. His parents and everyone around him are going to tell him, little Johnny, you are magnificent. And little Johnny starts believing the BS. And all of a sudden, when little Johnny doesn't get his way and he is rejected for a job or something happens in his life where there's some sort of loss, what happens? Little Johnny snaps. Because boys are not taught how to lose. They're not given that motivation that when they do lose, be more motivated to excel, to work harder, and to win. Constructive criticism is now equated with a personal attack. The entitlement epidemic is pervasive in this country. So, perfect example. People saying, oh, we've got to blame the NRA. We immediately must go and we must have gun control. Now, look, there are some sensible gun regulations that I think should be instituted. But I do have a problem. If an 18-year-old goes and serves in our military and gets an honorable discharge, let's just say 2 years later at 20 or a few days before he's 21, he now can't go out and purchase a firearm to protect himself or just for shooting or for hunting. I got a big problem with that. The same exact people that are saying that you must be 21 to purchase tobacco. You need to be 21 because you're not smart enough to make your own decisions at that age until you're 21 to purchase alcohol. You're not smart enough to make your own decisions on buying a weapon until you're 21. But, oh, by the way, we now want you to vote. We want to lower the voting age from 18 to 16 or 14. This is the flawed logic. It is absurd. You're smart enough to vote supposedly at 16 or 18, but you are not smart enough to own a firearm, you're not smart enough to have a drink, and you are not smart enough to smoke a cigar until you are at least the age of 21. The hypocrisy is rampant. Now, when I come back, I will share sound bites. Two things I want to play. I've got a number of sound bites. First of all, two students, Cameron Caskey and David Hogg, the two now self-anointed activists from the school. What's the name? I want to get the correct name of the school that Marjorie. That's a long ass name. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. I'll just call it MJS, or Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. These two students now became the darlings of the fake stream media. And the reason is because they toe their line, and the disrespect that they have for people of authority, the disrespect they have for senators, the disrespect for generations that have come before them is palpable and it is unacceptable. We're going to play those. And also Chris Rock, the comedian, who some things I find funny, some things I don't. I don't necessarily agree with his politics, but he did a short comedy bit. And we've got an excerpt talking about the no bullying policy at his daughter's high school. And he brings up in a comedic way. He brings up some very interesting points that we should take into account. So we will talk about that. We will get to Nick Perdomo, hour number two in our Cigar Masters series. We'll get to the TSA, the Transportation Screw-Up Administration, once again focusing their energies and attention on the very wrong people, people that never in a billion years would be any threat. But I'll tell you what. Thankfully, the TSA, yeah, they're going after 84- and 85-year-old women using walkers that are about 4'10" in their heels, and they're protecting us all. Even though we've got a new president, there's a new Secretary of Homeland Security, the TSA is more screwed up than ever, and I will get to that. I am the Global Alpha and Global Five Star. I will take no disrespect from any of these pansy-ass millennials. If they come in front of me, I'm going to give it to them straight. And if they give me one peep, one word of disrespect, I will kick their ass from here to kingdom come.
The March selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is a crowned head sampler, including La Carène. This cigar is rich with flavors ranging from dark chocolate to espresso beans to black cherries. La Carène is dense with a luxurious silky texture. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure. Talk about the alpha male good life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the alpha male good life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live, noon to 2 Eastern time, anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand, also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now, if you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of a Cigar Dave show with the Cigar Dave mobile app.
% USDA certified alpha male with zero trace of wussification. It's the General Cigar Dave.
All right. On Real Time with Bill Maher, a week ago yesterday, Friday, the two student activists who have gotten all the media attention, the media darlings, David Hogg and Cameron Caskey. Now, you will recall that Cameron Caskey was the student at the CNN town hall, the part of the student youth that looked at Senator Marco Rubio, and prefaced his statement by saying, "When I look at you, it's like looking down the barrel of an AK-47. Now, if I was Senator Rubio, I would have stopped that kid dead in his tracks and said, wait. What do you mean by that? And I would have flushed it out from him, and I would have gone right after him saying, you know, you can disagree with me on my gun policy, but don't ever equate me with the murderer or any other terrorist that would murder, kill, victimize students or any other American. I find that to be disrespectful and very offensive. Now, if you want to challenge me on any other position, fine. But that Cameron Caskey, as soon as I heard that, my response, my first thing I said was, that millennial needs to get his ass kicked, because clearly the kid has no respect, and his parents allow this nonsense to happen. And it finally got to the moderator, Jake Tapper, who finally, when Caskey kept mouthing off, finally Tapper had enough and said, okay, Cameron, enough. It's exactly what he said, and you could tell he was getting a little flustered. All right, so this is, a week ago Friday, the Parkland student activists, Cameron Caskey, the demand for action from politicians. Hit it.
With the march, we want Americans to stop being afraid of demanding our politicians to take action. They work for us. We don't work for them. And the march is us. The march is us coming out and saying to our employees, you guys suck at your job.
Okay. Now, first of all, I agree with him. The representatives, the senators, they do work for the people. But by the way, this kid isn't a taxpayer, as far as I know, unless he's got a job. And remember, most millennials, if a parent suggests that his or her kid, should get a summer job, I mean, that is grounds alone to report them to the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. Because making a millennial get a job these days, and not all millennials, because there are many millennials that work hard, have great values. But the millennials, many millennials listen to this show, but you know who I'm talking about. These punk-ass kids that are little wise-asses that have zero respect and think everything should be just handed them on a silver platter. And by the way, if an employer spoke to Cameron Caskey like the way he just spoke, demanding action and giving him lip, I guarantee you the millennials would have a meltdown, because you cannot give a millennial constructive criticism. Not all, just the punk ones. The ones that have zero respect, they'd go into a tizzy, they'd go to human resources, they'd start jumping up and down, because remember, they're perfect, they're great. They are just winners in every aspect of life. Now, I want you to listen to Caskey again. Listen to this lack of respect.
We don't respect people just because we have to. We don't respect you just because you have senator in front of your name.
Right.
And Mr. Rubio, if you don't believe me, watch, you know, the news.
You know what? You may disagree, and trust me, I disagree with a lot of lib politicians, and I'll go after them, but if I'm in a meeting with them, I'll be tough with them, but I'm respectful. And even when I've had politicians that I've disagreed with on this show and debating them, I still show them respect when they are on this show. The problem is this Caskey kid, and I'll guarantee you a ton of other kids that are at this school, have zero respect. His parents did an absolutely pathetic job. His parents... If I'm watching this, his parents should be mortified by this little son of a bitch. All right, next up, here's Cameron Caskey again discussing. He's one of the great constitutional scholars of our time. Could be the greatest constitutional scholar in the over 240-year history of America as he discusses the Second Amendment.
The Second Amendment is a very, very good piece of rhetoric defense that I've seen a lot, because they put it as if we're attacking a right that you're born with. And at the end of the day, a 19-year-old...
But it is, if you're an American.
Ding, ding, ding! That is correct. Cameron Caskey, as I just said, clearly this man is so smart, because everybody's told him he's a genius. And clearly, the man at 17, 60, whatever he is, one of the great constitutional scholars of our time. We're born with the right in America of the Second Amendment. Yes, that is correct. The Second Amendment in the Constitution. Hey, Cameron, I know you're a genius. I know you're a great constitutional scholar. But it behooves every constitutional scholar, really every American, to read the Constitution once in a while. You'll find it remarkably fascinating. And you'll find it amazing in terms of what rights we are granted, that our forefathers granted to every American citizen. Now, I've got some more sound bites from this. We will continue. A couple of real snide-ass comments that I want to get to. And then when we come back, the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony. Nick Perdomo, our Cigar Master Guest, Hour 2.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show, or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. I'm here with my brother Nish and my cousin Nimish, and we're talking cigars. Guess what? They want me to vote on what my favorite cigar is. It's tough, but I'm going to go with the Decade. I love it. It's rich, decadent, and smooth.
Rocky, you know what? The Decade's a great cigar.
But the 15th anniversary, that's the cigar. That celebrated your 15 years in business, and I gotta tell you, it's my favorite.
You know what, Nish and Rocky, you both are wrong. The best cigar is Freedom by Rocky Patel. This cigar delivers a lot of spice, a lot of flavor, and in my opinion, it's the best cigar we make.
As usual, we can't agree. But guess what? There's a great cigar for everyone. I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
KCNR Free Fire Media has a rare opportunity for the right person right now. We have an opening for an entry-level board operator producer to work live weekend shows and fill in shifts as needed. The ideal candidate will be ready to work in a fast-paced, live broadcast studio environment, have excellent attention to detail, and have the flexibility to respond well to rapidly changing situations. Applicants will also be required to pass a drug screening test to be considered for employment. Broadcasting experience is helpful, but not necessary. Training will be provided. Computer skills in both PC and Mac operating systems will be a huge plus. Veterans will be given special consideration for this position with huge growth potential. KCNR Free Fire Media is looking to make major expansions during this next year with an FM channel and increased presence on the internet, including live video streaming. Come be a part of our growth at Free Fire Media. Send your resume to Bob at KCNR1460.com to schedule an interview. KCNR Free Fire Media, locally owned, equal opportunity employer.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is now accepting applications. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. Applications are now being accepted. To apply and get details, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Apply now.
Relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Let Elements do the preparing for a fabulous Easter brunch at Wind River Resort and Casino on Sunday, April 1st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Buffet includes carving station with prime rib, pork loin, baked ham, a waffle and omelet station, and an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $25 with River Club card. Children $8. Children 5 and under eat free. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For full menu, download the Wind River app. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
America's Alpha Male with Nads of Steel. The General. Cigar Dave.
No hint of wussification anywhere within a 1 mile radius of my aura, of my being as the global Alpha Male in chief and the global five star. Continuing. Discussing the two Marjorie Stoneman Douglas student activists, Cameron Caskey, David Hogg, the media darlings. And again, I'm not minimizing what they went through. What they went through is horrific. And I don't mean to minimize that, and I'm not minimizing that. I have no problem with them saying, hey, we want change. You know, we went through it. We lived through it. I have no problem with that. My problem is the attitude and how they are going about doing it, because it is really it casts every millennial in a very bad, disrespectful light. Now, continuing, Cameron Caskey. And again, just as a reminder, he was the student that prefaced his question to Senator Marco Rubio at the CNN town hall, stating that when he looked at Marco Rubio, it was like looking down the barrel of an AK-47, which was really uncalled for. And if I was Jake Tapper, I would have interrupted and gone in and said, listen, you want to go and challenge his policies, fine, but we're not here to disrespect anyone. But Jake Tapper is not an alpha. Jake Tapper is a wussified beta and lost control from the get-go. Maybe that's what CNN wanted. And Marco Rubio, as much as I like Marco, and he's been good for the cigar industry and helping our cause, Marco Rubio has wussified beta tendencies. He looked weak. Look at him in the debate when he was sweating and Trump went after him. Same thing. He couldn't even reply back to this little 17-year-old punk. Now, here's Cameron Caskey talking about the generations before us. Listen to this clown's snide-ass remarks.
To all of the generations before us, we sincerely accept your apology. And we appreciate that you are willing to let us rebuild the world that you f***ed up.
That's great. So he says, f***ed up, right on national television. His parents must be so proud. Now, for him to say that the generations before him have f***ed up the world, let me see. Was it the greatest generation, the World War II generation, that saved the world from oppression, from tyranny, from a genocidal murderer? Was it that generation, Cameron? Was it the generation that discovered the polio vaccine? The vaccine in which really eradicated a horrible disease. And by the way, Cameron, had you been around before the polio vaccine, you, just like every other kid, would have sweat lead-ass bullets every summer in fear that you would contract that horrible disease and take away your ability to walk. Was it that generation? Was it the generation that provided great technology and increased technology for healthcare, for other technological advancements that we use in society? I wonder, what generation was that, Cameron? Because I can tell you what generation it wasn't. It wasn't the millennial generation. It wasn't the generation that was given every damn thing, every damn day, every second of the day. It wasn't the generation, the millennial generation, that basically believes that they're entitled to everything. No, it was the greatest generation, the World War II generation, where 16 and 17-year-old kids that weren't legally able to join the Army did so despite not being legally able to do so because they believed in the defense of their beloved country. While you, Cameron, are on HBO and CNN and mouthing off to senators, the greatest generation, the boys that were your same age, 16, 17, whatever the case is, they were up to their ass in lead bullets and mortars and water waist high, watching their fellow soldiers get murdered and slaughtered while trying to scale the cliffs of Normandy. So you little son of a bitch have a hell of a lot of chutzpah and a hell of a lot of nerve to say that every generation before you has effed up the world. No, the generation that is effed up is the millennial generation, and you, Cameron Caskey, are exhibit A of a pathetic, weak, lame, and pansy-ass generation. And what you really need is a year in the Army, because I'll tell you, they will straighten your ass out with a boot up the ass in 5 freaking New York seconds. But no, it's the generations before us that effed up the world. His parents must be so proud that they've raised a wise-ass millennial that has zero respect for any of the people that came before him. He's in for a rude awakening. When he goes into the job market, now all the media's kissing his ass. They are doing everything they can to elevate him, give him his 15 minutes. This kid is going to be flushed out when the media no longer needs him, and he'll be sitting by his phone waiting for Bill Maher, waiting for CNN, waiting for Meet the Press to call, and they won't be calling because he'll be long forgotten. His 15 minutes are just about up. I don't give a damn how many marches he wants to organize. His 15 minutes are just about up. Now, Sergeant Steve, before we go to David Hogg, let's finish off with Cameron Caskey, that brilliant constitutional scholar. Let's talk about his political leanings. And when he went to his first rally for his favorite politician.
I was at my first Obama rally when I was 7 years old.
7 years old. So you don't even remember Bush, hardly.
I remember hearing a lot about Bush.
So, you know, his parents must be ultra-liberal Democrats, South Florida, of course. He goes to his Obama rally first when he's seven, so he's part of Obama youth. And this kid, clearly, forget whether there was a shooting or not, this kid's political leanings were ultra-left from the get-go. That's fine. He has the right to do that. What he doesn't have the right to do is to criticize the generations that have given this country and given this kid the freedom to speak the way he does. What he doesn't have the right to do is to treat those people who are willing to listen to him with zero respect. But it all starts with the parents. That's where it starts. It starts with the parents. And clearly, Cameron's parents told Cameron from a very young age, Cameron, you're brilliant. You're a genius. You're great at whatever you do. You are a champion without even having to lift a finger. I even wonder if this kid ever had a summer job. Probably not, because his parents would say, "Ooh, wait a minute, we can't have our little Cameron. We can't have our Cameron working. That would be demeaning. We can't have, because, again, he's so perfect. He shouldn't be working. He shouldn't get his hands dirty. No. He should just be put on a pedestal and admired by all of America and the world to see, especially the liberals, at what an outstanding young child that we have raised. And I assure you, most people in America seeing this kid, except the ultra-libs, are mortified by what they are witnessing. Now, let's finish up with the appearances on Real Time with Bill Maher. Week ago Friday, Cameron Caskey's classmate, David Hogg, 17 years old. Now, he, of course, I believe his father's a retired FBI agent. He's been on Meet the Press. He's been on all the different TV shows. I believe he was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and he was out at Bill Maher. So clearly they're flying all these kids out, probably first class, putting them up in first class accommodations. These kids, best thing that ever happened. I know that I'm going to get criticism for this, but for these kids, I guarantee you, these two kids say, hey, the best thing that ever happened to us was that shooting. Because we escaped, no problem, and look at the publicity we're getting. And I know that sounds crass, and I know that many of you may criticize that, so be it. But I'm telling you, when you listen to these kids, this is their shot. This is their 15-minute shot of fame. I mean, they are milking it for every second, every single second. And David Hogg was on 17-year-old. Was on also Bill Maher, Real Time with Bill Maher. And he was invited. He was one of the students that the White House reached out, because he was a spokesman, because the White House saw him on television. They reached out to him to attend the listening session in the White House that President Trump organized relatively quickly after the shooting, because he wanted to hear from people and he wanted to take action. President Trump proved to be a leader. That's what leaders do. Well, no matter what President Trump did, David Hogg wasn't going to have anything to do with it. And I want you to listen to what David Hogg did when the White House came a-calling.
I actually hung up on the White House the other day.
You hung up on the White House?
Yeah, because they called us the day before.
Surprised you got through.
Well, no, they called me. And they actually called me the day before the listening session and asked if we were going to come. And I said, I'm not coming because we expect President Trump to come to the CNN town hall, which he never declined the invitation from. And the fact that they called us the day before, I found very offensive, considering the fact that there were funerals the next day, there was mourning we still had to do. And I ended on this message with them. I said, President Trump, we don't need to listen to President Trump. President Trump needs to listen to the screams of the children and the screams of this nation.
Well, you can clearly hear the massive amount of disrespect. First of all, the White House called, extended invitation to him. I don't care. Look, if Obama called me, and I agree with Obama, zero. I mean, maybe like 3%, if that. But I can tell you, if President Obama or the White House called me and say, look, the president would like to have you here, wants to listen to you, participate in whatever forum we're having, we would like you to attend. My answer would be, I appreciate the invitation. I will be respectful. I will attend. I will say my piece. I'll do it respectfully. I'll disagree with President Obama and attend. You're either on the menu. The joke is you're either at the table or you're on the menu. And for this kid, it shows you how immature this David Hogg is. Oh, we're not going to go up. Well, I'll tell you what, every other family that went up there said the president was extremely respectful. He listened to everybody. And this kid, this David Hogg, showed what an idiot he really is, because a smart kid would look and say, hey, I don't agree with President Trump on this, and I don't agree with his policies or his support of the NRA, but I want to make my peace hold. And had he done it respectfully, I assure you, President Trump wouldn't have cut him off. He didn't cut other people off. He listened to everyone and took the time to meet the families beforehand. But this David Hogg, for him to come out and say, oh, they called me the day before and I found it disrespectful because there were funerals to go to. Well, the White House was putting this together. I'm sorry, David, little David Hogg. We'll call him little David Boss Hogg. I'm sorry, Boss Hogg, that the president didn't check your schedule because you're such an important, busy guy. I'm sorry he didn't check every morsel of your schedule to find out when it would be convenient for you. But this is the lack of respect. This is the entitlement attitude. Oh, no. The White House doesn't, we don't need to bend to the White House. The White House needs to bend to us. We're bigger than the president. We're bigger than the White House. He went on and on. And it just, to me, when you listen to this, Sergeant Steve, hit that cut one more time.
I actually hung up on the White House the other day.
You hung up on the White House?
Yeah, because they called us the
day
before.
Surprised you got through.
Well, no, they called me.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, March 16th from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on 1460 AM KCNR.
It was chaotic, and it was you know, extremely horrifying. I'm not minimizing that. I agree it was. And I'm thankful that they both came out and they weren't injured or murdered. I'm very thankful that more people that there weren't more casualties. However, that's not going to stop my criticism, because these kids are milking it. They're getting their 15 minutes, and if they're going to come out in the public and act like this and be disrespectful, then I have every right to go after them. Period. They're going on every national platform. They are milking it for every last nickel. And make no mistake, they are being played by the media. And when they're done, the media has no use for them. They will discard them like a used piece of trash. And then all of a sudden they'll wake up and say, well, wait a minute, nobody's calling us to go to Hollywood. We're not getting first-class airfare to go to New York or L.A. or D.C. We're not getting five-star hotels. We're not getting car services picking them up. Oh, by the way, David Hogg said he won't go back to school until gun control is passed. He said it at an anti-gun rally in New Jersey back the end of February. Now, I don't know if he's back in school or not, but he said literally any legislation at this point would be a success, considering the fact that so few legislators in Florida met with us. The fact they want people to forget about this and elect them again as the child murderers they are, that's unacceptable, and we're not going to let that happen. I'm sorry. To call the legislators because they disagree with your stand on the Second Amendment, that does not make them child murderers. And in the very same speech, Hogg went after Florida Governor Rick Scott, very nice gentleman, by the way. And by the way, one thing with Governor Scott, I've had numerous conversations with him and know him, and he's had lunch with him multiple times. He'll listen to you. I mean, he'll in small groups, he's fantastic, and he will listen. If you disagree with him or say, look, Governor, I have a different view, he's very respectful. He listens to people. But for this kid to say that Florida Governor Rick Scott doesn't care about students' lives because his proposed gun control reforms don't go far enough, it shows you the naivete and really just how unsophisticated these two kids are. They think at 17 or 18, they know everything. They're smarter than everyone. Certainly, they're smarter than the previous generations that came before them. That they declared. And clearly, they're constitutional scholars. Not. But again, for them to just go after politicians, representatives, senators, the president, because they have a differing opinion and call them murderers and call them child killers and call them terrorists, equating them to ISIS, completely, totally, utterly unacceptable. Now, I know that there are people that will say, well, wait a minute, what they went through again is traumatic. I do not disagree. I don't dispute that. However, their method, hanging up on the White House and criticizing generations, these kids need a massive dose of reality. Unfortunately, their parents never gave them a lick of reality or a lick of discipline or a lick of tough love. But they're going to find out soon enough.
Download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, Kindle, and iOS so you can listen to The General anytime, anywhere. The Cigar Dave mobile app is presented by Diamond Crown. Search Cigar Dave in the App Store today.
As a cigar connoisseur, one of the pleasures that we derive is walking into our retailer's humidor and seeing the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. 9 years ago, I had the idea that I wanted to share great cigars with the cigar lieutenants. So, the Officers Club was born. Every month, you will receive three fantastic premium cigars direct to your door, shipped in a very dapper Officers Club customized Ziploc cigar pouch. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. No long-term contracts. You can cancel whenever you want. You enjoy great cigars right to your door. Names like Perdomo, Diamond Crown, Brick House, San Latano, Rocky Patel, Torano, CAO, Avo, Camacho, Greycliff, and many more. Join the Officers Club today. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and for $22.95, you'll get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Okay, I need something to relax me after that long tirade against those spoiled, pansy-ass millennials. So I'm going to pull out, since we've got Nick Perdomo, who is going to be our cigar master for the next hour, our special guest. And the December 2017 Officers Club selection was the Perdomo 20th anniversary, both in the Sungrown, the Maduro, and the Connecticut. I'm going to pull out the Nicaraguan Sungrown. The Perdomo 20th anniversary launched in 2014, awarded the Nicaraguan Cigar of the Year. It is handcrafted with the finest cigar tobaccos grown exclusively on Perdomo's Nicaraguan farms from Esteli, Condega, and the Jalapa Valley. They use high primings from each region. A lot of flavor. Smooth, but a lot of flavor. A little bit of spice. And comes in three wrappers, and I am going to be smoking the Nicaraguan Sungrown. Grown in Nicaragua, so this is a Nicaraguan puro. A lot of flavor. It is rich. It is elegant. It is complex. Tons of great response from people and members that got it back in December. It is a lovely cigar, and we're going to talk about Nick's entire lineup next hour.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready for action.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
From the R&D Laboratories, the Cigar Day signature lock and load here. We call this the Concorde because it looks like the jet flames, jet engines on the Concorde. Listen to that. That's what I will use today. All right.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
I jumped the gun. Already went throttle up. I'm puffing and rotating. And I remind you. Next hour, I will tell you about Chris Rock. We'll play that soundbite talking about no bullying policy at his daughter's high school. He makes a great argument on toughness, and it relates to what we were talking about today with these millennials. We'll get to that. And then Nick Perdomo from Perdomo Cigars, Tabacalera Perdomo, our special guest in our Cigar Masters series. He'll join us next hour. I am the Global Alpha and Global Five Star. More Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers coming your way next.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. President Trump made a trip to Moon Township, Pennsylvania this evening, partly to campaign for Rick Saccone, who's in an election for Congress in the 18th District on Tuesday, and partly to campaign for himself.
While the Obama administration in its final year was losing 1,000 manufacturing jobs a month, we've created almost 300,000 new manufacturing jobs. Think of that. Think of that.
Mr. Trump told the crowd his theme for the 2020 campaign will be Keep America Great. He also said he's looking forward to meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Don't forget, daylight saving time begins at 2 a.m. Sunday morning. Set your clocks ahead 1 hour before you go to bed tonight. Doctors in the nation's emergency room say they're seeing much more opioid overdose victims.
CDC Acting Director Dr. Ann Schuchat said that reports of treatment for suspected opioid overdose in emergency rooms of 16 states increased by nearly one-third from June to September 2017, the most recent quarter for which such data is available. Although some of this increase may be due to better pre-hospital survival, CDC emphasized that the need for medical and behavioral treatment for opioid addiction far exceeds the supply of personnel, facilities, and funding. This is Dr. Charles Snadman reporting from Washington.
A new aluminum smelter will open in the Missouri Bootheel region in May, replacing roughly half the jobs lost when another smelter shut down 2 years ago. Magnitude 7 Metals plans to hire 450 people for its plant, which will be in the former Noranda aluminum smelter in New Madrid County, about 150 miles south of St. Louis. One line of the plant will open in May, the second in November. And the European Union's trade chief says she's had a frank discussion today with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer about the impending aluminum and steel tariffs that President Trump is imposing. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom. Just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
A storage tank malfunction at an Ohio fertility clinic may have damaged 2,000 frozen eggs and embryos.
We experienced unexpected temperature fluctuations in the liquid nitrogen storage bank that contains stored eggs and embryos for patients in our fertility center.
Patty DePompey, president of Cleveland's UH Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, says about 700 patients are affected. Those patients typically pay about $12,000 without insurance for in vitro fertilization. It's not clear how the affected patients, though, will be compensated. The mother of the Las Vegas gunman wants none of her son's assets. Instead, she, at her request, she wants his entire estate to go to the victims of the mass shooting, including the more than 500 people injured and the families of the 58 people that were killed that night. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A judge is recommending President Trump mute rather than block some of his critics from following him on Twitter. It'll be a way of resolving a First Amendment lawsuit.
The U.S. District Judge suggested a settlement as the preferred outcome after hearing lawyers argue whether it's constitutional for Mr. Trump to block some followers. Isn't the answer he just mutes the person he finds personally offensive, she asked? He could avoid hearing them by muting them. The hearing stemmed from a lawsuit filed in July by the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University and seven people rejected by the president after criticizing him. Patrick Foss reporting.
The Lynn Fine Art Appraisals in downtown Milwaukee, Wisconsin, offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the recovery of an original 1949 print by Pablo Picasso that was stolen last month. The print is one of only 30 signed by the artist and is worth up to an estimated $50,000. More at townhall.com.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear put directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Residents of a swanky retirement home are looking at financial ruin thanks to a crooked advisor, but see a way to exact revenge, recoup their losses, and stay out of jail, maybe. Join the fun as the Riverfront Playhouse presents Jack of Diamonds, a comedy by Marsha Cash and Douglas E. Hughes, directed by Leon and Kathy Compson. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Redding. Showtimes Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, March 10th through 31st.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The foremost authority on the alpha male lifestyle. Alpha male pleasure maneuvers. That includes, in no particular order, cigars, spirits, delicacies, dames, dice, travel, sports, everything associated with being able to relax and play hard after we as alphas work hard throughout the week. Guilt is not an option here on the Cigar Dave Show. We don't feel guilty for being 100% USDA alpha males, for having massive amounts of testosterone that flows through our blood vessels. And we do not apologize for enjoying life. We'll leave that for the enemies of pleasure and the loser wussified betas that wish they were like you and I, wish they were alpha males. I kind of feel sorry for them, but not really. And I welcome you back, hour number two of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show. I would say this award-winning edition, and really every edition, is an award-winning edition, your global five-star and global alpha male in chief, front and center. Don't forget, follow us social media, Twitter at Cigar Dave Show, Facebook is Cigar Dave, Instagram Cigar Dave, YouTube Cigar Dave as well. Now, Nick Perdomo will be joining us in just a few minutes. He will be our special guest in our Cigar Masters series. Next week on the Cigar Dave Show, we will be celebrating two very big events. Actually, first up, before we get to what we'll be celebrating on the show, this coming Wednesday, March 14th, which is exactly 1 month after Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, February 14th, I refer to it as Super Bowl for women. We need a day for ourselves, men. And Wednesday, March 14th, is known as International Steak and BJ Day. It is the Super Bowl for men, two things we enjoy. Actually, we should make it steak, cigars, spirits, and BJ Day. And to quote Samantha, who played the character, or the character that was on Sex and the City, I'll never forget one of the classic lines of all time. She's like, I don't know why they call it a, I'll keep it clean here. I'm not even going to mention, I'll just say, I don't know why they call it a job. They should call it a blow joy. Because really it is such a joyous occasion for the dames and for the males who receive them. And by the way, if you don't receive them, then it would be my suggestion you change wives or change girlfriends or both. Maybe get a new guma, get a new girlfriend, get a new mistress, get a new wife, get a new harem. But whatever you need to do, it's all about your pleasure. Her pleasure was Valentine's Day, Feb 14. Now it is about your pleasure. Also, next Saturday, St. Patrick's Day. We will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day on the Cigar Dave Show with Irish whiskey and Irish beer delicacy tasting maneuvers next Saturday, noon to 2 Eastern Time. Sommelier Dave will be joining us front and center. We'll have our whole crew and our cast as we enjoy some fantastic Irish whiskeys and Irish food, Irish beer to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Because on St. Patty's Day, everyone's Irish, including this Global Alpha and this Global Five Star. Also, one last thing before I get to Chris Rock. The March Officers Club selection is coming to you from Crown Head Cigars. My good buddies, Mike Condor, John Huber, I've known them for a long time. They are great guys. They've developed and created a wonderful boutique cigar company. We're going to be featuring the Crown Heads Sampler. First off, a four-kick cigar introduced in 2011, medium-bodied but very rich, a lot of finesse, beautiful Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. You'll get a four kicks. You're going to get a La Carême, a beautiful cigar that has, it's almost like a chocolate souffle. It's very rich. It's complex. A lot of unique flavors from dark chocolate to espresso to black cherries. A very dense, luxurious cigar. Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. You'll get a La Carême and a Luminosa. Now, this doesn't get a lot of attention, but this Luminosa is really a beautiful cigar. On the milder side, Connecticut Ecuadorian wrapper, proprietary binder and filler. But let me tell you, it is a fantastic cigar. So the Crown Head Sampler featuring a Four Kicks, a La Carême, and a Luminosa. If you are not a member of the Officers Club, go right now to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you great cigars, three great cigars shipped to you in a Cigar Dave Officers Club pouch. We've got some great selections that are coming up. We've had an incredible lineup last year, year before, for the last 15, 16 years. Go join. Guaranteed you will enjoy yourself. It's month to month. If you don't like it, you're not happy, no problem. We don't do long-term contracts for that reason, but everybody usually is satisfied, and that's how we like it. All right, Chris Rock. Comedy bit. We talked about the wussified millennials. They're soft. And we hear in schools, oh, we can't bully. Well, listen, I've always believed that, you know what, if you're going to, if somebody's going to bully you, then you better stand up. You better learn to be tough in school. Chris Rock, in a comedic bit, really exemplifies it perfectly.
So I'm at the school, and the lady comes back out. She goes, I want you to know that the school has absolutely no bullies. We have a no-bully policy. We don't permit bullying. Any bullies will be kicked out of school immediately. And right then, I wanted to take my daughter out the school. I was like, what kind of half-ass education is this? I mean, school is supposed to prepare you for life. Life has assholes. And you should learn how to deal with them as soon as possible. Yeah, God forbid you wait till you're 30 to find out people ain't shit. That's a lesson you need quick. That's right. Well, I mean, one of the problems with the world is we got too many people telling their kids how special they are. These souped up kids walking the streets today thinking they're special. I'm walking down the street and there's always some kid, hey, good work, Chris. Really funny, Chris. Love your work. I'm like, it's Mr. Rock, bitch. Stop telling your kids that they special. Maybe they special to you, but not to me. I don't play that. Every day before my kids leave for school, I get them at the door. I'm like, Lolazar, check this out. Soon as you leave this door, nobody gives a f*** about you. Nobody in the whole world gives a f*** about you. Nobody thinks you're cute. Nobody thinks you're smart. Nobody gives a f*** about your opinion. Nobody on the whole earth outside of this door gives a f*** about you. Nobody. And even some of the people inside the house... a little on the fence. We need bullies. How the f*** are you going to have a school with no bullies? Bullies do half the work. That's right. Teachers do one half. Bullies do the whole other half. And that's the half you're going to use as a grown-up. That's right. Who gives a f*** if you can code? If you start crying because your boss didn't say hi.
And how true is that? How true is that? Chris Rock hit it right, hit the nail on the head. He was totally accurate. Everything he said in a comedic way is very, very true. We need kids that are tougher by a little bit of bullying now and then. That doesn't mean you go after them majorly physically and really going over the top. But we need to, we are soft. This country has become soft. Kids, the millennials have become soft. Toughen them up. When I was a kid, you were a kid, hey, we got roughed up, we got toughened up, and it served us well. Serves you well in the real world. So Chris Rock, he's right on the money, boy. He hit it right out of the park. When we come back, our Cigar Masters series will feature Nick Perdomo of Perdomo Cigars, De Bacalera Perdomo. We'll go through the entire history and his lineup. Great conversation with Nick Perdomo coming around the corner next.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is a crowned head sampler, including Luminosa. This cigar is made from Central American tobaccos wrapped in an exquisite Connecticut leaf. Luminosa delivers a smooth draw, brimming with rich, creamy, buttery flavors. Want cigars like these shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
As a cigar connoisseur, one of the pleasures that we derive is walking into our retailer's humidor and seeing the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. 9 years ago, I had the idea that I wanted to share great cigars with the cigar lieutenants. So, the Officers Club was born. Every month, you will receive three fantastic premium cigars direct to your door, shipped in a very dapper Officers Club customized Ziploc cigar pouch. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. No long-term contracts. You can cancel whenever you want. You enjoy great cigars right to your door. Names like Perdomo, Diamond Crown, Brick House, San Latano, Rocky Patel, Torano, CAO, Avo, Camacho, Greycliff, and many more. Join the Officers Club today. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and for $22.95, you'll get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
The foremost authority on cigars, spirits, diversions, and the good life. The General, Cigar Dave.
Well, that music reminds me of when I traveled down to Miami, going down to Little Havana. And a long time ago, when Perdomo Cigars started off as Nick's Cigars, I believe it was on Flagler in Little Havana. That's going way, way back when Nick's Cigars first started. And even before then, I remember meeting Nick Perdomo, and I'll tell you the story momentarily. But first up, let's welcome Nick Perdomo of Tabacalera Perdomo, Perdomo Cigars, to the Cigar Dave Show microphones. Nick, great to have you.
Dave, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Always great to be able to talk to you.
Yes, sir. I was just in the first hour, I kind of reminisced a little bit about how we met. And you'll remember Jack Bennington introduced us about 20, almost 23. It'll, I tell you what, I think in August or September, it'll be 23 years. Hard to believe.
You're absolutely right. Time flies, Dave. That's what it was.
It really does. And at the time, you were a full-time air traffic controller that kind of started making cigars in your garage. And when you, I don't know if you remember this, you came up to Tampa. I don't know if there was a dinner or there was some event that Bennington put on, and I remember you actually had a humidor with you that maybe had 25 cigars. That was your entire inventory. That was it.
Yeah, it was. I met up with Jack, but I was actually doing a charity event for Smitty over at Edwards Pipe and Tobacco.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, up in the Tampa area, we were doing
Tampa
a charity.
Club.
Kids. Yep, exactly.
Yep, it was in the Tampa Club when you could smoke cigars way back then. And yeah, so let's talk about, first of all, Nick, your background. When I first met you, you started, you were an air traffic controller that kind of moonlighting in the cigar business. But give us a little history of your family, because I believe in Cuba they were involved in the cigar tobacco growing end of things.
Yeah, my my grandfather's brother was a minister of tobacco in Cuba. There's a lot of books on him. His name is Jose Perdomo. My grandfather Silvio actually was the GM at Partagas in the late 40s, and my father was his main competitor at the H. Upman factory. My uncle Tony was a buyer for tobacco in Cuba, and they used to have a company called Cuba Land. But I actually got in the industry just to it's just something I want to do. My father said, "You live in the greatest country in the world. And if you work hard, you can take anything you want." So in 92, after I got married to Janine, I started out of my garage and started making cigars. And my dad thought it was crazy because I was doing, you know, I was an air traffic controller. I was doing good. And after I got out of the military, and in 95, I called my dad up and I said, "Dad, I sold a million cigars." He said, "Well, maybe you're not so much of a moron." So, you know, kind of kind of kept going that way. And thank God it's been a blessing. And, you know, a lot of help from guys like you keeping the cigar industry alive, doing the great stuff you do on the radio, all the way to, you know, all our customers around the world. We've been really blessed, and we've grown this company beyond my wildest dreams.
Now, your first brand, I believe, Nick, was the La Tradición Cubana, correct?
Yeah, and then
you changed.
Then we had Nick Sticks too, which was an old brand that
right.
We had. We were on Flagler Street. And what I wanted to do, Dave, in the late 90s, I wanted to put everything under the umbrella of Perdomo in my name. So it became, you know, La Tradition, Perdomo Reserve. And basically all the brands that we had with different names, we actually put them under, like I said, the umbrella of Perdomo. And I thought that two things would happen with that. It would show my guarantee of quality to our consumers around the world, and also show off the consistency, because I think if you have the guts to put your name on the product, you have the guts to be able to do the best you possibly can. And we've been blessed that things have really worked out for us since we made that change in the late 90s.
Well, you also changed really the lineup, Nick. I know you branded everything Perdomo, but you made a conscious decision, I got to say, maybe, what, about 13, 14 years ago, where you really changed your entire lineup. And one of the things that you did that nobody else really did was you would make the same cigar but vertically with different wrappers. So if with a Connecticut, with a Maduro, with a Sungrown, and that gave every cigar a slightly different taste and flavor profile within that particular line.
Absolutely, because I always thought that if you went to a steakhouse, sometimes you eat prime rib, sometimes you eat bone-in ribeye, sometimes you eat filet, and if you like something, like a particular restaurant, I can't eat the same cut of beef. So I always thought that a good age Connecticut Shade wrapper grown in Ecuador, or a Sungrown wrapper grown in the Jalapa Valley, or a Cuban seed wrapper that we grow in the Jalapa or the Condega Valley, was kind of our ribeye, our New York strip, and our filet. And if you like the taste of that particular blend, you could offshoot, and people get bored sooner or later of a cigar, and that way they would be able to try different wrappers, and you're right, they impart different flavors, and what would happen is people could stay under that umbrella of that particular brand, whether it be 10th anniversary or 20th anniversary or so on, they'd be able to enjoy that product and stay in it. I think it built a lot of brand loyalty into our brand, and it kept our stuff exciting at the same time.
Nick Perdomo, Perdomo Cigars, our guest on our Cigar Masters series today on the Cigar Dave Show. Nick, when I come down, it's really a family affair. You've got Janine, your mom's involved. You've got now you've got Natalie and Nicholas that are involved, your two kids. You really got everybody, every perdomo involved in some way, shape, or form in the business, truly a family business.
It's a blessing, and I work really good with my family. As much as I love them, it's nice you can be able to work with them because, you know, sometimes family's not easy to work with, Dave, but I've been blessed that I've been able to do it.
Well, Nick, Janine did tell me that every so often she's got to keep you in line. I mean, she did hint that to me.
Yeah, she does. We're celebrating our 29th year of marriage next month, so I've been blessed, Dave.
Well, congratulations. I always kid Janine because I know that on Facebook I'll see pictures of you and her way back, and I always say, Janine, you got to bring back the big hair, I'm telling you. Nick, in 29 years, you haven't changed. You look the same that you did 29 years ago, maybe a little different.
You're too kind. I'm losing my hair and all that other stuff, but I'm trying. I'm loving
life. We're battling time. There's no doubt about it. And, Nick, yeah. One of the things that you did is you realized early on that you needed to control your tobacco, you needed to control the production, and you were one of the first, I think, of the boutique manufacturers to establish a factory and then create your own farms, grow tobacco on your own farms. A very, very big undertaking, a lot of logistics, a lot of capital. Tell us about that experience.
Well, you hit it right on the head. The reason I decided in 99 to go vertical was just because, you know, there's an old Italian saying, you buy the clam and sometimes you get the can, and I was getting tired of it. And I decided the only way I was going to be able to control quality is to control my own destiny. So we started initially with growing tobacco on our farms, and what we tried to do is not only use traditional ways that we learned, but also looking at different stuff. We started working with Bayer in 2001 in Germany, out of Germany, and figuring out better ways. Just to give you a little synopsis, so 3 years ago we started working with an Israeli company, and the Israelis are the best when it comes to water savings. And we have a new system now where we have a drip system that not only drips water but also fertilizers directly into each and every plant. And it also filters the water from the rivers, cleans it, takes all the sediment and residue out. And what we do is we can provide almost basically drinking water for the tobacco plants. At the same time, we can fertilize 9 million plants on 17 different lots with one operator. And there's been a lot of technology that we've been using that most people have never seen. And sometimes you really got to think out of the box and listen to other people. And I've learned a lot in these 25 years, and it's been really good. But from box making to even make our own staples, developing our own seed with our genetic department, it really makes a big difference. It was a huge undertaking, and you're right, logistically it was huge, but I'm proud to say that it's more than paid for itself, and we've been blessed that we've been doing it. And it was a great decision that we all came up with, and I'm glad we did it.
Well, when we come back, Nick, I want to get into one of the very unique machines that you have. Probably, I know it's state-of-the-art. I don't believe there's any other cigar manufacturers or tobacco farmers that have this machine, which allows you to be so efficient in planting the seedlings and growing the tobacco that your yields just exploded. And I was there when you got a call from your farm manager. So when we come back, talking with Nick Perdomo in our Cigar Masters series, we'll talk about that because it was fascinating. And I will share my experience of, because Nick put the farm manager right on the phone and heard everything. And it was really fascinating to hear. They had a problem, but it was a good problem to have. So we'll continue our conversation with Nick Perdomo of Perdomo Cigars around the corner.
Any of the general show, you can catch up anytime with the Cigar Dave mobile app, presented by Diamond Crown. Listen to the most recent show simply by opening the app with our continuous replay, or you can download a podcast of a past show. Search Cigar Dave in the App Store to get it.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure. Talk about the Alpha Male Good Life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the Alpha Male Good Life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live, noon to 2 Eastern time, anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand, also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now, if you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of a Cigar Dave show with a cigar.
KCNR Free Fire Media has a rare opportunity for the right person right now. We have an opening for an entry-level board operator producer to work live weekend shows and fill in shifts as needed. The ideal candidate will be ready to work in a fast-paced, live broadcast studio environment, have excellent attention to detail, and have the flexibility to respond well to rapidly changing situations. Applicants will also be required to pass a drug screening test to be considered for employment. Broadcasting experience is helpful, but not necessary. Training will be provided. Computer skills in both PC and Mac operating systems will be a huge plus. Veterans will be given special consideration for this position with huge growth potential. KCNR Free Fire Media is looking to make major expansions during this next year with an FM channel and increased presence on the internet, including live video streaming. Come be a part of our growth at Free Fire Media. Send your resume to Bob at KCNR1460.com to schedule an interview. KCNR Free Fire Media, locally owned, equal opportunity employer.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Your rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. It's the General Cigar Dave.
Our Cigar Masters series today, we feature Nick Perdomo of Perdomo Cigars, Tabacalera Perdomo. Nick, I was relaying a story, started to tease a little story. This got to be about 4 years ago. I'm down in your office. And I should tell everyone that when I come down, it's like, just visiting family, because we sit in your office, you, Arthur, Janine pops in, and Nicholas will pop in, we'll smoke a cigar, we'll kind of chit-chat, have a little coffee, And you started to tell me and show me pictures and videos of this new machine that you bought that is ultra-efficient, and it automates the entire seedling process, the planting process. Let's talk about that particular machine, and then I'm going to relay a story about that. But let's describe that and talk about what that does and why that makes you so unique and efficient.
Well, what it does, instead of hand planting, what we can do is we had this machine that we worked together with a family out of Ontario, Canada, and we can actually, from our greenhouses, take the actual plant, put it in the ground with a machine, open up the earth, pour, you know, put water, algicide, fungicide, and fertilizer to the young plant, and plant 240 plants every 60 seconds. And if you multiply it with the four operators, you know, you're talking, you know, over 1,000 plants a minute that we can do. And what happened is it works on a laser, and it, depending on the seed variety, it'll take the amount of dimensions. And for example, if you're growing, you know, Corojo, when we need 27,500 plants per acre, it'll do all the work for you. And what it's done, it's allowed us to move these different types of divisions of labor to do other jobs. And the machine does all the work itself, and we get to be able to cross-train our people to do different stuff. And it's been a real win-win situation for the company.
Well, what it's also unique, what you showed me, is it plants in rows that are just perfectly aligned, incredible amounts of yield, and it does everything. I mean, you showed me how it plants it, the right amount of fertilizer, the right amount of water, and it is just far more efficient than what any humans can do, and it is giving you incredible yields. And that leads me to my story. You get a call while we're sitting, when I'm visiting you and we're smoking cigars, you're telling me about this, you get a call from your farm manager. And I should say that this machine loads up on a flatbed truck and you take it from farm to farm. You get a call from your manager saying, we just did our harvest and our yields are 30% more this year than last year with this new machine. And he says, Nick, what I'll do is I'll plant 30% less next year. And your answer was, no, keep planting more, more, more. And even though it's efficient, you can never have enough great tobacco.
You definitely can't, Dave. It's really money in the bank, and we win. The consumer wins, and our retailer wins. This thing of working bale to bale is mind-boggling to me. You have to have big stocks of tobacco, well-aged tobacco, and a lot of these new technologies that we had talked about a little earlier make a big difference, and this has been a real win-win. It's insane trying to do the same things over and over again expecting a different result. You got to really start thinking about, you know, doing better things. And sometimes I look at some technology and I'm not in for it because I don't think it's efficient. But if it's efficient and it works good, why not give it a shot? And this has been one of the new things that we did that several years ago, a little over 4 years ago, like you said, that's been a real big winner for Perdomo Cigars.
Now, you are totally vertically integrated, with the exception of some of the Connecticut Ecuadorian wrapper tobacco, which you purchased, I believe, from ASP.
Yes.
All the other tobacco in your cigars, you grow in-house, all on your farms, all aged, all sitting in your warehouses.
That's exactly the truth, and I think that's what kind of separates us and really changed us from the late 90s to where we are today. And whether it be tobacco or different technologies, as far as, for example, drop pressure or draw testing stations where we can actually draw test 18 cigars a second now. Different things that we're doing now that make a big difference. You know, nothing's more frustrating than lighting up a cigar and it doesn't draw. We haven't had a draw complaint in 11 years, and that makes me proud. And a lot of that has to do with the technologies that we're using. And I think you got to invest money in your company for your consumer and your retailer. It makes a big difference.
Nick Perdomo, Perdomo Cigars, and Tabacalera Perdomo are our Cigar Master's guest today. Nick, I want to talk about your farms in Esteli, Condega, and Jalapa Valley. Each region grows tobacco with different flavor characteristics. Will you go and just talk about each one of those and how they differ and what the features of each particular tobacco region are?
Absolutely. If you look at the Esteli Valley where we're located at, those grounds are heavily mineral-laden. They're volcanic. They're very black and rich in color. You can go down 140 feet. We've dug wells, and the ground is just as black as it's on the top. But because of its weight, it produces a lot of heavy tobacco, what we call ligero, and a lot of thick, sun-grown binders and wrappers that we need for certain types of cigars. If you go up into the middle, you go into the Condega Valley, about 65 miles north of where we were just talking about. Grounds are very similar, but it's about 800 feet lower than Esteli, and it has a lot of cloud cover. And because of that, the tobaccos grow thinner with a little less veinage. And because of that, we produce a lot of binder and sun-grown wrapper tobacco there. But the fillers also have a lot of flavor and a lot of richness. And if you move about 70 miles to the north of that, Dave, you hit the Jalapa Valley. Those grounds are totally different. They're more loamy, which gives you better drainage. But, of course, those tobaccos are going to be thinner. Even though the grounds are extremely fertile, they're red, orange, even some light colors, light beiges. And those are more aromatic, sweet tobaccos. And those tobaccos, if you smell them, they smell almost like honey wheat bread with a little bit of pepper in the back. And those tobaccos are a great mixing or blending tobacco that we can use. And a lot of our, not only fillers, but most of our wrappers come up from the Jalapa Valley. We even have a shade-grown operation up there. But what's nice is when you look at Nicaragua, you have, in those three valleys, you have about 190 miles between all of them. They really produce a lot of different types of flavors. Most of these countries have regions that are, you know, 12 miles around. I don't know how much difference you can produce on something like that. And I think that's what makes Nicaragua so different.
And you're also doing various fermentation techniques where you're actually putting tobacco in different barrels to get different flavor characteristics. And you're using that in your cigars as well.
Yeah, what we did is in 2000, we started using bourbon barrels, and we worked with a company called Buffalo Trace. One of our guys, Jeff Owens, worked with them. And the reason we use bourbon barrels is not to infuse flavor. What the bourbon barrels do is, because at the time the law was you couldn't plug bourbon alcohol or the alcohol for 60 months, well, that alcohol impregnated. And when you ferment the tobacco, once the fermentation process would stop, it stopped. But putting them in these bourbon barrels does three things. Bourbon barrels use unvarnished, at the time they were using French oak, now they use an American white oak, which is really good because it's porous. So you have dissipation of oxygen, so you don't have mold because they're not varnished. The second thing is they char the barrels, and that charring agent on the inside is charcoal. It's like a filtering agent. And what happens is when you deposit tobacco and they're under pressure, the free radicals of the alcohol start spinning, and what it does, it gives another fermentation. And what happens is that tobacco starts heating up. The colors get darker. The cassock colors, the shades go down almost, they go up about 2. Sugars caramelize. Wrappers become more oily and sheenier. And if you look at the fillers, they take on a cask of almost like a reddish-brown color, almost like burgundy, and that's because that extra fermentation process and those sugars working and caramelizing those fillers, binders, and wrappers. And we're not per se infusing bourbon, but what it does is those alcohols give it another fermentation process. It's expensive. I see a lot of people saying they're doing it now. We've been doing it for a long time. It's worth the effort. And we actually case all of our wrappers, even down to our Perdomo Fresco and bourbon barrels. And we have 503 of these barrels today in our facility. So we're a big believer in it.
Nick, your Perdomo Reserve Champagne, a great mild to medium flavorful cigar, very pleasant. Is that still your number one selling brand?
It is. We're happy to say, and I usually don't like to state numbers, but I'm proud of it. In 2017, that line eclipsed 5 million cigars.
Wow.
In 17, which I was really happy with. And once you hit that number, that's a paramount cigar. It's a go-to in pretty much every decent cigar store around the country. We worked hard on that brand. It was unique with Nicaraguan fillers and binders and a Connecticut shade wrapper. Real flavorful cigar. But the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Age Connecticut is right on its heels right now, and some of our guys are predicting that the Habano could overtake it in 18. We'll see. But those are two of the big workhorses in the company right now.
Well, and you launched the Habano, what is it, about 10 years ago now, Nick?
Well, we had the Cuban Parejo, and then we moved it over to the name Perdomo Habano. Like I said earlier, we wanted to put everything under the Habano name. So in reality, that brand has been out for 17 years.
And I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, it is. And we repackaged it about 10 years ago, and the brand is really, really doing well. We've been blessed with that brand.
And that comes also the Connecticut in the Corojo and the Maduro. So every one of the wrappers gives it just a little bit different flavor profile.
Absolutely. The wrapper can impart up to 10-15% of the flavor. It might not sound a lot, but it's astronomical when you consider it's only less than 1% of the circumference of the tobacco, so the wrapper imparts quite a bit of flavor.
And, Nick, when we look at another brand that really has done very well for you, the Perdomo Lot 23, very nice cigar again, same thing, natural Maduro, Connecticut. And I remember when that was launched, and that's done very, very well.
Yeah, that's a big seller for us. That was a project my dad and I did, and my dad said, it's better to make a quick nickel and a slow dime. I want you to price that really reasonable. Pigs get slaughtered. And I never forgot, my dad always said that. And, you know, we still held its price. You know, it's still, you know, $5.95, $6.95, $7, which by today's standards is still very reasonable for a super premium cigar. And it's a great piece. You can spend a lot more money on a lot of different cigars, but that cigar's been a home run for us. We've been, again, very blessed with that one.
Well, there's a number of other cigars I want to touch on, and we will continue our Cigar Masters conversation with Nick Perdomo. The final and concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is a crowned head sampler, including Four Kicks. This cigar is medium in body, but full in flavor. Four Kicks is complex, rich, and defined by excellent balance while retaining a bright, clean finish. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
Romeo and Juliet, a story of two passions combining to create a love that lasted through the ages. Today, the renowned Grupo de Maestros join famed cigar makers Aging Room to craft a new story.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
I'm tired of working for minimum wage. I'm ready to go back to school and learn a trade so I can take better care of my family.
Shasta College has more job training programs.
I've always wanted to go to college, but I'm just not sure I can afford it.
Shasta College has more financial aid.
I plan to attend a university, but would like to save time and money by taking my prerequisites close to home.
Shasta College has more guaranteed transfer programs at a fraction of the cost of a CSU, UC, or for-profit college. For over 65 years, Shasta College has been helping people like you get more out of life with job training programs and transfer-level college courses so you can save 2 years' worth of higher tuition costs. With Shasta College, it's all about more. More classes, more flexibility, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Make an appointment today to talk to a counselor about how you can achieve your goals. Call 242-7650 and start fulfilling your educational dreams. For more information, visit online at shastacollege.edu.
Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, the cigar I enjoyed for litation today, still enjoying, is the Perdomo 20th Anniversary Sun Grown. It was part of a vertical tasting selection that was our December 2017 Officers Club selection. And Nick Perdomo and Arthur Kemper, Perdomo Cigars, have participated every year for, I think, about the last 10 years. And Nick Perdomo rejoins us. Nick, it's a fabulous cigar. And, again, comes in a Maduro as well, but just a beautifully balanced cigar with the different tobaccos from the three regions, Esteli, Condega, Jalapa. And this cigar, when you launched it, this winner right out of the gate.
Oh, yeah, it's been a real big winner for us. It's gotten a lot of high scores in all the periodicals, which I'm appreciative about that, but the consumers are job number one for us. And we've been really... we've been surprised at the numbers of all three of the brands. It's it won Cigar of the Year in 2015 at Cigar Journal. It won Best Brand in Cigar Journal in 16. And the brand keeps catapulting up, Dave. I've been really happy with the results of it. It's one of my favorites.
And tell us how that came about, obviously, to celebrate the 20th anniversary. But what were you looking for when you wanted to blend that cigar?
Well, not only for our anniversary, but I wanted something super rich. So what we did is we took most of our lots that we have in the three regions that we thought were the best, that were basically in the middle of the fields. Most of our farms are wrapped around rivers, and the closer you are to the water bank, the loamier the grounds are that produce lighter tobacco. So what we did is we took most of our, what we call our heavier lots in the three regions, and what we wanted to do is we really wanted to produce a real flavorful cigar. And it was a lot of work because the thicker the tobaccos are, you want to break them down and ferment them good. A lot of people really make a mistake between strength and flavor. I can make you a light cigar that's under fermented. It'll make your eyes water. That doesn't mean it's strong. It's a big difference between drinking MD 2020 and drinking a Macallan 25. And people's palates, I think they're changed on that. They think if it doesn't blow their head off, it mustn't be strong. No, if you work and you blend the tobaccos right, and you ferment them and cure them correctly, they should be smooth and rich. And rich is different. And rich is strength, but it's pleasant strength. It's not about knocking your head off, you know. And I could put chewing tobacco in my cigars if I wanted to do that, or raw tobacco. And basically what we did is we took those regions of Condega, Esteli, and Jalapa, and it's been a winner. It's, it's been 5 years, and the brand continues really climbing. And we had a bumper year in 17 on the sales. I've been really happy with the 20th anniversary, Dave.
Great stick, and the response we received from our Officers Club members was off the charts. And this cigar I'm enjoying now, the Perdomo 20th Anniversary Sun Grown. Amazing how different it is from the Maduro, just adding that wrapper. Now, I want to go to the Perdomo Estate Selection Vintage. Another nice cigar that really has done very well.
Yeah, it's our most premium cigar. And basically, the unique thing about that is that utilizes the top 5% of the crops in our three valleys. Not necessarily the strongest tobaccos, but one of the tobaccos I like that. We have a farm up on a volcano, and actually in a crater volcano. We named it Natalie, and we've been growing there for 5 years. And the first sets of secos, or lighter tobaccos, are actually in this blend. And it's a wonderful cigar. The packaging is superb. Rydag and Holland did it for us, and we've been really happy. Even though it's a young brand, it's producing very well. And what I'm most happy about is our consumers and our retailers really enjoy it.
Nick, when I visited you not that long ago, you were just getting ready to launch the 12 year double age vintage, and you said, "Try this, stick one of these." It was before it was even launched, and I said, "Great cigar." Let's talk about that particular stick, because that's very limited.
Yeah, that's limited because I cased the fillers, binders, and wrappers in bourbon barrels. And what happened was I had told my dad that my dream was to actually come out with a cigar where filler, binder, and wrapper would have 12 years, and I would certify it. We've seen these limited editions that never go away. A lot of times people get mad at me and say, why don't you make this cigar anymore? And I always say, well, because I ran out of the tobacco. And what we wanted to do with this is I wanted to come out with a complete cigar that would be just like a single malt scotch and would have a minimum of 12 years in aging. So what we did is our first year, which was the first time you tried, it was a little over 4 years ago. At that time, we were working on 2001, 2002 crop. The problem that I had is I couldn't get any more fermentation out of the bourbon barrels after 6 to 7 months, but I said it would be 12 years old. So what I did is I actually left those tobaccos deposited in there upwards to 16 and 17 months in those barrels, and they marinated. They really didn't ferment well, but they aged in the barrels. And what we did is, because I wrote my signature that these tobaccos would be 12 years old, in our first year we sold a little over 500,000, and we were averaging about 524 a year. And this year's production, which is already starting now and will come out for the trade show in the latter part of July, we're estimating that we're going to produce about 540,000 cigars, but we're only going to be able to do it for two more years because we just don't have any more tobacco. We went up the successive crops during these 4 years, and I don't have anything that's that old after 2019. So we'll have this year, we'll have next year, and we'll have the end of 1920, and then we're done with the brand. But it's a special cigar.
So the moral of the story is, Nick, is if you like the Perdomo 12-year double-age vintage, buy every box you can get a hold of.
Well, that's been my motto on every brand I make, but, yeah, that's a good one.
All right, lastly, a little...
I got two kids through college, you know?
They're gone. Wait, Natalie's going to law school. So there you go. You still got to sell more cigars. Now, a project that is near and dear to you, unique project, is the Perdomo Small Batch.
Yeah, the small batch was something unique because, you know, Dave, well, more than most, but tobacco comes in small, medium, and large sizes. And basically, the small batch was a small brother of 12-year double-age vintage. The difference is on this particular cigar is the fillers and binders weren't cased in bourbon barrels. Only the wrappers were, and they only come in pretty much small sizes. So, you know, if you look at small batch, you know, it's a 4x46 half corona. The raw child is 4.5x50. The biggest size is the Toro Especial 5.5x54, but most of the cigars are in the 46 to 50 ring gauge, a little bit shorter because of the size of the leaves. But that one's been selling very well, too. We're producing more of those. We're producing about 3,200 boxes per shape and wrapper of each of those for this year.
Well, Nick, one of the cigars that I've told you about a lot that I love, this is an oldie but goodie, and you kind of shelved it, but you brought it back. I take credit. The Perdomo Squared Limited Edition, Cameroon. Love it. But you can't get the wrapper. That's the problem.
That's the big problem. We went to a Cuban seed wrapper in Nicaragua, which we think the cigar is excellent. But, you know, that cigar was really, its claim was its Cameroon wrapper. But we're working with the younger Marifels right now, seeing if we can do a deal where we can start bringing some of that back. And supposedly they had a good crop this year, so I'm going out to Germany in September to look at the crop, and let's see what happens. You know, I'm a big fan of Cameroon. So
I know. Well, you have to save some for me. Nick, I'm going to be down in Miami in a few weeks. I will definitely stop by. We'll get together. We'll catch up, smoke a few cigars, and my regards to Arthur, to Janine, Nicholas, Natalie, your mom, everybody down at Perdomo. We appreciate you joining us on our Cigar Thanks. Masters segment today, Nick.
Thank you so much, Dave. Always a pleasure, man. You do a great job.
All right, my friends, stay well. That is Nick Perdomo. Can't wait to see him. And, folks, let me tell you something. If you like that 12-year vintage, double-age vintage, you better get a hold of it because it's going to be gone. All right, next week, St. Patrick's Day celebratory maneuvers. Everybody's Irish next week. Cigar Dave, the General, saying Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments Presence allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. President Trump greeted by an enthusiastic crowd in Moon Township, Pennsylvania, Saturday evening. Mr. Trump made an appearance at a rally for congressional candidate Rick Saccone, who's running in a special election for Congress on Tuesday. The president said a meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un could only happen with him. Certainly.